not recognize. And what that is flowers. He's like a bouquet of flowers to me. You know, women go through a vineyard and they're thinking, you know, this is nice. This is a pretty garden. And, oh, look at the flowers. Guys go in and say, man, great. And wipe it off, right? Huh? She's saying, no, man, this guy, he's a bouquet. He's cool. He's good. He's got a good head on his shoulders, man. He's got position. This guy's established. Everybody thinks a lot of him. Man, he's like a bouquet in the midst of a vineyard. Yeah, there's some good stuff out here. There's other guys, but this guy is the guy. I know he is. And then I see him. He's laying between my breasts, and I'm just having a, oh, stop, stop. Draw me, she said back in verse 4. Here she says, pulls up short. Verse 15 says, behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. He can't think of the words. Man, you're pretty. You know you're pretty? That's my paraphrase of that. You're pretty. You know you're pretty? And he comes up with one thing that he says she's pretty. It was not her dress. It was not her jeans. It was not her shoes. Guys don't care about your shoes, okay? What do they care about? Here you go. Your wife's not here. Woo! You might want to move up a row or two and help me out, all right? He sees her dove eyes. Underline dove's eyes, ladies, because that is huge. Your eyes can say more in a moment's notice than a whole book. When you look at us and you're angry, oh, all we want to do is run for the shadows. This woman didn't have angry eyes. She had dove's eyes. You know what a dove is, right? Dove is the only animal or one of the few animals that does have no defensive mechanism at all. They're just kind of there. You know, they're soft and they're gentle. In fact, they're beautiful. Just the doves are beautiful. And he sees doves eyes. He sees safe eyes. You know what he sees? He sees a woman, when he looks at her, when she looks at him, she saw them together because of all these things we mentioned. But when he sees her, she doesn't have a dowry. She lives in, you know, she doesn't have much to offer. But she has doves eyes. And those doves eyes are safe eyes. Those are the eyes he can look in and find safety. And that's a huge thing for a man. A man does not want to look at a woman who's angry all the time. And he doesn't want to look at a woman. And so, if you're angry all the time, he'll stop looking at you. Now, that's not to say you're going to go through things and you've got to work things through. But I'm talking about this. The tenor of your life should be, and this is where we get a glimpse of who she is. He sees in her a potential for nurture. Every man knows he needs to be nurtured. He doesn't want to admit that. But we need it. We need to say so, have somebody say we can do it. Dad may have passed away. The world's not going to say it. The guys say, what? But if a girl says, you know what, honey? You can do that. I know you can. That's what he wants. He wants a safe place. He wants somebody to look at him with dove's eyes, safe eyes, and eyes that are nurturing in nature. Because when he sees that, that draws him to her. And then the other stuff really falls into line. I mean, obviously, he can be seeing sexually in his mind. He can see it from a sexual vantage point. But that's not what he's going to want to marry. It's not about that so much. Somebody put together a three concentric circles. If you want to draw them somewhere, you can think about this. The outer circle is the physical, and that's the first thing you're attracted to. The next one's intellectual, and that's kind of important. You know, you've got to be able to talk to each other. And then the final one is your heart, your spiritual side, who you are, okay? Now, if you get married on the physical, you're going to have a little bit to break down to go, you know, somewhere else. If you get married on the mental, intellectual, that's better. But what about that spiritual? What about that core? What about that heart? That's the three concentric. So you want somebody who's going to be on all three levels. And you want to be able to go to the core. When he looked at her core, he saw dove's eyes. That's what he saw. She reciprocates by saying, behold, thou art fair. No, you are. I love this. Because they're kind of bantering. Behold, thou art fair, beloved, yea, pleasant. And look what she does. And also, our bed is green. Now, she's not thinking sexually again. She's thinking of nesting. That's what women think of. They think of having a home. I have a brother-in-law who got married when he was 40. Before he was 40, he never had a picture on the wall. When the girl came into his life, it's like, oh, we could get some curtains. And we could get. And I'm like, yeah, that's what you needed. You needed some curtains, you know? Wasn't my thing, but I thought, hey, this is a pretty cool place. Nothing to clean up. Looked very utilitarian to me. But she did pretty the house out. She got some pictures. We had given him a picture a couple years before he got married. That picture never made it to the wall. We were helping. It was not my idea. My wife's idea. So she looks at him and says, oh, that is green. Notice what else she says. Not only is our bed green, the beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters are fir. Man, she's got the whole house. Remember the list? She's got it. She's thinking. And he's thinking, yeah, the bed. What were you saying about the bed? You know? So that's what that's all about. But she's thinking nurture, or he's thinking nurture, and she's thinking nest. And that's kind of the way we're wired. And it's okay. Now, notice where he was lying. She's good with the other, you know, but that's not her drive like his, okay? She knows. Women want to hug somebody. That's why girls grow up, they still have teddy bears. Any married women still have teddy bears? Any of you have teddy bears still? You don't sleep with a jab over there. He's in memory. Yeah, and you got a new teddy bear, right? All right, anyway, never mind. I went to meddling right there, didn't I? None of my business. Boy, the whole concept is, you know, this nurture thing. Now, he turns the corner in the passage in verse 2 because we've gone from complementary and we've gone from the fragrance of love and the fascination of love, and now we're in the fulfillment of love. And this is where they're beginning to say, this just might work out. Because his whole approach to her has changed her self-esteem. A moment ago she was saying, don't look at me. A moment ago she was saying, you know, I'm black and I haven't taken care of myself. I haven't kept my vineyard. Now she says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. She's got it going on now because he has reflected back to her. She is worth delighting in. Now what a man needs to know is a man needs to know he's got what it takes. That's the number one need of a man. He gets it from his dad first and foremost, really. If his dad tells him he's got what it takes, he'll feel like he's got what it takes. So look for reasons to say that to your boy. But he comes to the time where he gets married, his wife's got to tell him he's got what it takes. Be careful about ever saying something that so devastates him, because he'll go to his corner of his housetop and he will stay there for years. You have to be the guy or the gal who understands what the guy's meant. He needs to know what? I got what it takes. He needs to know that. She needs to know I'm worth delighting in. That's the spin. That's what happened from the early days. It was in the core of her DNA. And she's looking at the world and thinking, am I worth delighting? Am I a delight? Now, I understand that the world in which we live is all messed up. And it's can you go with the big boys? You know, can you run with the men? Can you beat the guys? Now, that all may work when you're about 10 and you're out on the playground. You want to play kickball and I can beat you up. But there comes a point where you need to become a woman and a lady and begin to realize that though those other things are okay to add to your life, the real core that's going to make you happy is when somebody looks at you with eyes of awe and sees horses and chariots of Pharaoh. That's what's really your core. That's why the Bible talks about women. In Timothy, it says that men aren't supposed to be brawlers and, you know, angry and all that, and their problem is with wrath. Women have to be careful about their vanity because a lot of times they will dress inappropriately to get that look. That's why you dress that way. We all see it in somebody else, but look in the mirror sometimes. The Bible says that a woman adorn herself with modesty. Okay? Modesty. When you're home alone with your husband, show flesh, I don't care, dude, but don't show it to the world. They got no business looking. They got no business seeing. Button up, tighten up, and cover up. I need more amens right there. Because this is a world where we don't understand this. We need to be careful. And so what we're looking at in this passage, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to, in Timothy, adorn with modesty, casting down your eyes and asking yourself, what do you see? Well, you ought not be trying to be feeling like the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley because the world thinks that. Your husband ought to be giving that to you. So if your wife's dressing immodestly, maybe it's because you're not telling her what you think. So help her out. Tell her, you know, hey, why don't we not wear that tonight, and why don't you wear that around the house this evening, you know, or whatever. But be careful of how you stumble your brothers or your sisters because they really can't handle it. It's the way men are wired, and you can't be doing that. Verse 2 says, as a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. See that? This is what he's been telling her all along, isn't it? I'm the rose of Sharon, I'm the lily of the valley. He said, yep. A lily among thorns. Where? Among all the other women of the world. As far as I'm concerned, you're the apple of my eye, and she knows it. And that's what the fulfillment of love looks like. You begin to care about that person more than you care about everybody else that's on the block. And you begin to see that they are the one in whom you want to find your delight. And they feel that they're delighted. What does she say of him? We go back to nesting. What does nesting say? Verse 3. He's like a tree. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. Do you see that? The way she sees him is, again, security, provision, safety. Yeah, there's a lot of trees in the woods. We talk about fish in the sea, don't we? Why do you like fish so much? What's that all about? I guess it's because you can throw them back. I don't know. But in the woods, trees are strong. Trees are, you make houses and a lot of good stuff. But she says he's like an apple tree, because an apple tree's pretty cool. Now, we don't live in the day where we walk around and we all worried about pesticides. So an apple on a tree, we're like, I don't eat that. But when you're on a hike, and many of us remember doing that as kids, we go on a hike at Mohegan or we go somewhere and there's an apple tree, we might find them, just, this is cool, we're out looking at it, give me an apple, this is cool. Because it means something, because we're away from all the rigmarole. Back then, that was what there was the highest height there. The apple tree. And she sees in him the apple tree. And she says, among all these other woods, those trees are okay, but this is the apple tree. I'm hanging out over here. And she says in verse 3 further, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under the shadow so there was shade and she could rest there. She was confident in it with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Everything he brought was provision, protection, and care. And folks, just let me tell you, the biblical truth is that God intends for men to be the strong one in the family. He does. And many times women circumvent their men because they get into a competition with them. And sadly, because of the wiring of our day, the women can win. They can make more money, and they can make a better living. They can get more applause. We look at our Hillary Clinton running for president, right? What's the applause about? Well, part of it's because she's a woman. It doesn't have to do with what she's saying. I didn't laugh there. It was a cough. Anyway, there's a lot of reasons. And what's funny is that you have a couple of things converging right now on the political scene. No, you have the Obama, who's got the African-American background, and you got her as a woman, and you've got her flipping everybody out. What are you doing? You're mixing everything up, and we don't know what to do with it. Because our world is trying to dance, and it can't dance if everybody's bringing everything to the table at the same time. It's weird, but that's what I'm saying. You can compete with your husband, and you can win. You really can. It is a sad day, but men are many times not able to be men. They're not able to be the leaders. Therefore, it takes intentionality to make him know you think that he is doing a wonderful job. Your lives will be happier. What does he do? Verse 4, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner overwhelmed me with love. So in this fulfillment of love, first of all, she's cherished and secure. She's the rose of Sharon, lily of valley. He is admired and trusted. She sits down under the shade. And then thirdly, publicly, he values her. There is never a time for you ever, 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 ever to say something bad about your mate to somebody else. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, or mother or father, that is not theirs. You go to God with it. You got a problem, you go to God with it. Because this is where you need to protect them. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Never throw your mate under the bus. Just not to be done. He brings her into the banqueting hall, and everybody knows she's with him. His banner over me is love. What's that? He lets everybody know I'm the apple of his eye. Your kids need to know that first. Is that true? They need to know she's the apple of your eye. Because when they know it, they'll respect her and love her too, and they'll be much more secure. How many marriages have been broken up because the kids were more important than your spouse? He said something about that this morning. He says, sure, guys are going to go to the kids if the kids are all happy to see them and you're not. I thought that was pretty interesting. He's going to go where it feels good. He's going to look for the safe place, and he goes there. So same thing with her. What does she say? His banner over me was love. I love this. Verse 5 says, stay